on the day of the burial outside of the church. The sky was blue and clear. We only expected the worst. Well, the cars were driving a little too slow, just a little. We knew why we were.
My name is Alistair Reynolds, and I play guitar and sing for War Magic.
And my name is Mark Reynolds, and I play the keyboards.
So let's start just by talking about how you guys became a band and started doing music together. You have the same last name. Is that a coincidence?
No relation. We met 4 or 5 years ago.
5 years.
5 years to the day. And we started playing music together almost immediately with my brother-in-law. And we were in a band called Pretend that didn't really do anything. Just kind of played at my parents' house. And we've been connected ever since. But we didn't really start playing with War Magic until what? Last year?
It's about a year old, yeah.
About a year old. And it started out as a 4-piece bass electric. Mark was on electric guitar. I was on drums, and we had another electric guitar player. And, it was just loud garage rock type stuff. And then our other electric guitar player had a baby.
Richard Bailey.
Richard Bailey had a baby. And so we couldn't practice there anymore, and he was pretty busy with his new child. And we couldn't have drums at Mark's place, so we just kind of morphed into acoustic guitar and keyboard, and we've been going ever since.
And so how would you describe this setup for those who haven't heard it before, if you were trying to say what exactly it is your band does?
Mark?
I don't know. We've been called Dream Folk. I don't know what it means, but...
I think it's a pretty apt description.
And so you guys have a pretty simple setup here, the keyboard, the acoustic guitar. What do you like about that instrumentation?
It's quiet.
It allows us to kind of we get together every weekend and we can play for as long as we need to and get the practice in and not really have to bother anybody.
And Mark, can you talk a little bit about the keyboard you have? Obviously, you're not just simply making piano sounds on it.
I have a Roland 303. It's vintage, like vintage 2000. So it's a little bit old, and a Roland controller, so no software for us. It's all hardware.
What and who would you guys say are some influences for your music?
The dreaded question. I think when we first started out, I was listening to a lot of a band called Death in June, and a lot of, I guess the genre is called neo-folk, which was that song Cyclomancy was from the EP that we put out under the same name. That it really influenced by kind of that simple guitar and more about atmosphere and ambiance. Lately, the songs have gotten a little more structured. I don't really know where that influence comes from, other than me just wanting to be a little more engaged in what I was playing.
I looked out the window at the graveyard, saw her dry eyes. Brown and unchanged, they let me know she could save me. Let me know I wanted to be saved. And the house is on the way home. To smile as if they knew.
Can you guys go ahead and introduce the next song you're going to play for us?
Yeah, this song is called Cyclomancy.
It's the first song we ever wrote.
Here we find ourselves again. Slaves to the circles, mirrors of ourselves.
let's talk a little bit about what your songwriting process is like.
At first, it was a lot of, since we were coming off that other band, it was a lot of me just kind of showing up at Mark's place, and I'd come in with maybe a verse of lyrics, and we'd kind of just flesh it out. Yeah, so the songwriting has evolved a lot from just goofing around every Saturday to actually kind of making a serious effort to think about the structure and lyrics and guitar parts and keyboard parts. It's slowed us down a little bit, but I think it's better.
And so do you guys play in Springfield?
We do.
Almost exclusively at the Black Sheep.
Yeah, at the Black Sheep Cafe.
And for people who don't know what the Black Sheep Cafe is, can you just tell us a little bit about that?
It is an all-ages venue on South Grand and 11th Street. It's it's a punk rock venue, graffiti on the walls, you know, kids with mohawks, all that stuff. But it's a really positive place. It's they have a show every weekend, sometimes during the week, and you know, there's always touring bands and free food sometimes. And yeah, it's just shows are $5. It's just a place where kids can go and listen to music and in a positive environment.
You use the word folk when it comes to your music. How does what you do, though, kind of set itself apart?
I'd say Mark's keyboard. I see, because I'm just playing basic chords, but this guy can wrap a keyboard line around basically anything I come up with. And I don't think there's any, not that I know of, anybody with our specific sound, you know, with the keyboard and everything.
And you're going to take us out on a song here called 2654?
Yeah, 2654 is a newer, it's not our newest, but it's a newer song for the next EP called Burial. Red 100's in the ashtray. 40 bottles we'd collected over the entire summer. Would you ever let it be? I remember the night on the porch when you said you loved me. Was it the night all hot and still, or was it the rum and Pepsi? You proved me wrong after a time, and then you left me off to be a little boy in the big city. I got drunk and I got lonely.